Student missionary work. It is not enough to fill the minds of the youth with lessons of deep importance, they must learn to impart what they have received. Whatever may be the position or possession of any individual who has a knowledge of the truth, the Word of God teaches him that all he has is held by him in trust. It is lent him to test his character. His worldly business, his talents, his means, his opportunities for service, are all to be accounted for to him to whom by creation and redemption he belongs. God bestows his gifts upon us that we may minister to others and thus become like him. He who strives to obtain knowledge in order that he may labor for the ignorant and perishing is acting his part in fulfilling God's great purpose for mankind. In unselfish service for the blessing of others, he is meeting the high ideal of Christian education. Among the students in our schools, there are those who have precious talents, and these talents they should be taught to put to use. Our schools should be so conducted that teachers and students will constantly become more and more efficient. By faithfully putting to a practical use that which they have learned, they will increase in ability to use their knowledge. It is necessary to their complete education that students be given time to do missionary work, time to become acquainted with the spiritual needs of the families and the community around them. They should not be so loaded down with studies that they have no time to use the knowledge they have acquired. They should be encouraged to make earnest missionary effort for those in error, becoming acquainted with them and taking to them the truth. By working in humility, seeking wisdom from Christ, praying and watching unto prayer, they may give to others the knowledge that has enriched their lives. The teachers and students in our schools need the divine touch. God can do much more for them than he has done, because in the past his way has been restricted. If a missionary spirit is encouraged, even if it takes some hours from the program of regular study, much of heaven's blessing will be given, provided there is more faith and spiritual zeal, more of a realization of what God will do. There are many lines in which the youth can find opportunity for helpful effort. Companies should be organized and thoroughly educated to work as nurses, gospel visitors, and Bible readers, as canvassers, ministers, and medical missionary evangelists. When school closes, there is opportunity for many to go out into the field as evangelistic canvassers. The faithful colporteur finds his way into many homes, where he leaves reading matter containing the truth for this time. Our students should learn how to sell our books. There is need of men of deep Christian experience, men of well-balanced minds, strong, well-educated men, to engage in this branch of the work. Some have the talent, education, and experience that would enable them to educate the youth for the canvassing work in such a way that much more would be accomplished than is now being done. Those who have this experience have a special duty to perform in teaching others. The canvassing work is one of the Lord's appointed agencies for extending the knowledge of the truth for this time. The effort made in some schools to circulate Christ's object lessons has demonstrated what can be accomplished in the canvassing field by the students. The Lord has blessed the efforts put forth to relieve our schools from debt, and those who have engaged in the work have obtained an excellent experience. As they have taken up the work disinterestedly, great blessing has come to them. Many have thus gained a knowledge of how to handle our larger books. Wherever possible, students should, during the school year, engage in city mission work. They should do missionary work in the surrounding towns and villages. They can form themselves into bands to do Christian help work. Students should take a broad view of their present obligations to God. They are not to look forward to a time, after the school term closes, when they will do some large work for God, but should study how, during their student life, to yoke up with Christ in unselfish service for others. There is power in the ministry of song. Students who have learned to sing sweet gospel songs with melody and distinctness can do much good as singing evangelists. They will find many opportunities to use the talent that God has given them in carrying melody and sunshine into many lonely places darkened by sorrow and affliction, singing to those who seldom have church privileges. Students, go out into the highways and hedges. Endeavor to reach the higher as well as the lower classes. Enter the homes of the rich as well as the poor and, as you have opportunity, ask, would you be pleased to have us sing some gospel hymns? Then as hearts are softened, the way may open for you to offer a few words of prayer for the blessing of God. Not many will refuse to listen. Such ministry is genuine missionary work. Students, educate yourselves to speak in the language of Canaan. Put away all foolish talking and jesting, all foolish amusements. By faith grasp God's promises and determine that you will be Christians here below while preparing for translation. If you strip yourselves of every hindrance to progress in the Christian life, your minds will be worked by the Holy Spirit, and you will become fishers of men. The salvation of God will go forth from you as a lamp that burneth. If your own hearts are filled with light from above, wherever you may be, you will shed light upon others. He will bless you in your service, and you will see of his salvation. The third angel was seen flying in the midst of heaven, heralding the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. The message loses none of its power in its onward flight. John saw the work increasing until the whole earth was filled with the glory of God. With intensified zeal and energy, we are to carry forward the work of the Lord till the close of time. In the home, in the school, in the church, men, women, and youth are to prepare to give the message to the world. Our schools are to be more and more efficacious and self-reliant from a human standpoint, more like the schools of the prophets. The teachers should walk very near to God. The Lord calls for strong, devoted, self-sacrificing young men and women who will press to the front and who, after a short time spent in school, will go forth prepared to give the message to the world. From our colleges and training schools, missionaries are to be sent forth to distant lands. While at school, let the students improve every opportunity to prepare for this work. Here they are to be tested and proved, that it may be seen what their adaptability is and whether they have a right hold from above. If they have a living connection with heaven, they will have an influence for good on those with whom they come in contact.